It may seem strange to most Orange County residents as they watch Commissioner Fred Bremer and likely the entire board attempt to impede citizens' initiatives just 1 year after they were investigated and fined for doing just that against proponents of earned sick time. That lobbyist-run blocking of democracy turned the whole county government into a laughingstock, after all, and even coined the phrase Textgate. But what's going on now with this race toward a $2 million special election by mail-in ballot in May seems even more ham-fisted and sinister by comparison. Here we have Bremer proposing that the county needs two more Hispanic districts for more equal representation, even though he opposed such a move just 2 years ago. But that part of the proposed charter amendment is just the window dressing, albeit window dressing likely designed to drive Hispanic turnout, hopefully in favor of sympathetic Republican leadership. Beneath that layer of seeming Democratic expansion is a whole cauldron of spite crafted not specifically by Bremer, but rather by hostile operatives who want to ensure that Democratic County tax collector Scott Randolph no longer holds elected office in the county. Also the same operatives who are fighting to keep sick time off the August county ballot so that implicated Textgate folks like Mayor Teresa Jacobs and Girl Talking Commissioner Jennifer Thompson aren't hindered by past grievances. If anything, this blatant attempt to rewrite the charter at such a hurried pace should ring the alarm for the voting public. Your politicians aren't looking out for you. They're looking for political expediency.